Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about money, and I want to mention this right up front, that one of the things I use for free to manage my money is Mint. And you can find out more. It's free, it's secure, and it will open your eyes about your money situation. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/mint, because today, on episode number 294, we're going to talk about how you can podcast for free.
The School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, and I am deeply grateful that you've taken time out of your busy day to come listen to me talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to monetizing. Everything you need to start a podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you would like to reach me, I would love to hear from you. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your voicemail, 888-563-3228. You can leave a comment out at the blog. Of course, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Or you can click on the voicemail button if you have a microphone plugged into your computer. It's right over there on the right-hand side at the website. I want to mention that I'm playing with some streaming audio services. If you're brand new to podcasting and you want some basic, hey, how do I start a podcast kind of tips? Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/radio. And I've got SOP radio going. We've got some beginner tips. We've got some success stories. We've got some promos, things of that. Check it out at schoolofpodcasting.com/radio. But today really is an interesting episode, and it's come out of frustration, but I didn't want to just get on here and rant. And so I did some research, and that is the fact that I've heard many, many, many people say that they want to podcast for free. Can you podcast for free? You know, money is tight. I don't have the budget for it. I can't afford it. I mean, I hear it all the time about people who want to start a podcast. Now, the interesting thing, these are the people who are watching movies on Netflix, sipping their Starbucks while their children are playing the new video game they just spent their money on. Now, can you actually podcast for free? Well, I guess if you had a built-in microphone in your laptop, there's your microphone, because typically you got to spend money on that, then you could use something like archive.org for your media hosting, and you could use a WordPress.com website, and your website will be something like imacheapy.wordpress.com. Now, can you podcast for free? Yeah, you can. Should you? No. Actually, can I rephrase that without offending people? Because that really deserves a hell no. You shouldn't podcast for free. But if you must, you know, you could go to wordpress.com. That'll be your website. You could use archive.org to host your media files. By the way, if you make a mistake, you can't change the file. It's on archive.org. It's archived. You have to upload your file again, and it won't overwrite the old one. So that mistake is up there. You can also use FeedBurner. That's going to get your iTunes stuff. So you can for free. It'll probably sound awful because you're using the microphone on your laptop. You know, you can make your album art using free GIMP software or even worse, Microsoft Paint. And then while you're at it, take a gun and shoot yourself in the foot, because here's what you're going to get with that. You're going to get a really slow website. Now, I had issues. I've helped people, I guess you should say, because I do have issues, but I've been helping people move off of WordPress.com because it's too slow. Now, you could actually have your own. You could take WordPress and host it on your own website for about $7 a month. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting to find out more about that. But if you use the free service, your website's going to be really slow. Now, the only thing slower than your website is your download. When you use archive.org, your audio is going to crawl when people download it. And after all, you know, that's really not a big deal, because I'm sure, much like you, you know, people have tons of extra time to wait for your media to download. They want to maybe they're using an iPod and they've got to wait for it to download so they can sync it and get in the car and, you know, go on the way to work. One of the, you know, 20 million people that are listening to podcasts on the way to work, right? They've got time to wait. The boss won't mind if I'm a little late because I had to wait for your podcast to download. When you can get media hosting for around $15 a month, if you're doing a a short podcast and you're going to podcast in mono, you might be able to get away with $5 a month. Now, the other thing is, if you're making your own album art and you're not a graphic artist person and you're using Microsoft Paint, you're never going to be featured in iTunes because your album art is going to look like it was designed by, well, somebody that did it in Microsoft Paint. You know, I can find my way around some graphic programs and I've come up with some okay stuff, but when I actually let somebody who does graphics for a living do it, I always go, what was I thinking? I know how to pull a tooth, but I'm not a dentist, right? Now, the other thing you've done when you've podcasted for free is you've blown your first impression. I mean, I've talked endlessly about, you know, you can sign up for a free account at Blog Talk Radio, and now you're going to have a website that is just overflowing with ads, and your audio is going to sound like it was recorded by someone who is frying bacon underwater. Good luck with that. But you can do it. Can you paint with peanut butter? You can. Should you? Uh-uh. So my advice is to stay away from free. And you're like, oh, but Dave, you tricked me. You said you're going to tell me how to podcast for free. Well, I just did. Go out to the website. I'll have links to all that stuff and feel free. I'll hand you the gun and point at your foot for you. Did I say this was not going to be a rant? Okay, maybe I lied about that too. But there are two ways to pay. And I'm going to explain to you in a second how you can afford to podcast. Because either you're going to pay with money or you're going to pay with time. I've talked about this before. I mean, I know somebody that, you know, they really want a flexible theme. And I said, well, you know, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/thesis. It's really flexible. There's a huge community. There's a lot of support. Yes, it's almost $90, but you're not going to take a lot of time to get your website up. They spent a lot of time looking. They finally found a free theme and they loaded it and it's causing problems with their RSS feed. They're spending more time. Meanwhile, there's no support. There's no community of other people that are using it. There's nothing except time going tick, 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 tick. That's it. So here's some other reasons to avoid free. Mevio, we talked about this in the last episode, just booted out all their audio podcasters, myself included. Podango, mypodcast.com, and wildvoice.com. What do all these things have in common? That's right. They're all basically, well, I shouldn't say they're all out of business. They're all out of the business of audio podcasting. How's that? Since we included Mevio in that. Podango, My Podcast, and Wild Voice are out of business. It turns out that not charging for your business, you know, just charging a smile, really isn't a great business strategy. You know, because they can't afford people to support their product. They can't afford people to communicate with their customers. They went out of business. It takes money to run a business. And I'm going to say something here that's going to freak you out. It takes money to start and run a podcast. You know, I was on Mevio. I made money with them, but I saw the writing on the wall when all of a sudden emails didn't get answered, when all of a sudden, you know, just things quit working and it didn't seem to get fixed. You know, when they dropped all their podcasts, you know, all their audio podcasts, I should be specific there. I was forced to move all my audio, and in which some cases I just didn't, but I didn't pay for that hosting. But now I'm paying in time. I mean, I could go on with example after example of how you're either going to pay with time or money, but just trust me on this. I've been doing this since 2005. It's true. Here's something else to consider. Now, I haven't bowled in years, but if my friends called me up and said, hey, let's go bowling, I wouldn't blink an eye. And then I Googled my old bowling alley, and it turns out that, you know, in the last 10 years, probably since I've bowled, bowling is now $3.99 a game and $2.50 for shoes. That means if we bowl four games, which is typically what we did, it's going to run me $18.46 for one night. If I'm on a league, that's going to cost me $180. And that doesn't include getting a Coke and maybe some fries or a pizza or any, because you know you're going to sit there, you know, or a beer if that's your persuasion. And you know they're going to charge me, you know, $3 for a, you know, styrofoam cup of ice with a little bit of Coke in it, right? So that's easily going to put that over $20 one night of bowling, right? If I want a website, it's $12-ish for a domain name. That's for the year. That's $1 a month. It's going to cost me $7 for the hosting of the website. That means it's that's $8 a month. And this week I went through a McDonald's and I got the quote value meal, and it was almost $6. And if each month I eat at home instead of Mickey D's or God forbid Starbucks, you know, and if I don't hit the vending machine at work, I could easily afford a website. You can afford it if you can. And that's the whole point. You can avoid doing things for free. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. So again, let me reiterate this. How much does it cost to start a podcast? Basically $1 a month. Now, okay, it's going to cost you $12. They don't let you, you know, buy a domain on a monthly basis. It's $12, and it might be even less than that. Hosting is $7 a month for your website, and basically $15 a month for your media hosting. That's $23 a month. Now, you're like, but Dave, I'm going to need a microphone. You can purchase, if this is about as low as I would go, you can purchase a Behringer USB, if it's just you, by the way, if it's just you, you can purchase a Behringer USB podcasting kit for about $99. And that'll get you started. Now, this is not my favorite system. I've used it. I actually did a podcast about it. I'll put a link out to that if you want to listen to it. And basically, it wasn't horrible. It produced listenable audio. This is going to force you to directly record into your computer. Not again, not my favorite thing, but it would get you going. And you can always buy a better microphone later. It works if you're flying solo. You know, if you have more than one person in the room, it's going to cost you a little more. But keep in mind, these are one-time fees. What I would avoid is buying a USB microphone, because when you buy a USB microphone, when you upgrade later, and maybe you want to get a bigger mixer, or you're going to have a co-host now, or things like that, if you're using a USB microphone, that's not really upgradable. You're going to buy a mixer and a microphone, and the USB microphone is going to sit in the closet. That's why I prefer the mixer microphone setup. If someone is podcasting for free, they really should be doing it because someone forced them. So let me explain how you can afford to podcast. So here, you're not going to spend any more money than you normally do, and you're going to be able to find $23 a month. Okay? First of all, this month, it is February 25th as I record this, and I have made $26.40 through my Amazon affiliate links. Now, I spent $23 this month to podcast. I made $26 just through my Amazon affiliate links. That means I'm up $3. Now, I don't want to say this. I'm not trying to brag. I'm not trying to, you know, I made $80 with another affiliate program and $30 with another. And I just got a check from Libsyn for my iPhone and Android app sales. So podcasting isn't, you know, costing me anything. Now, I got to be honest with you. I like to shoot things straight. This isn't going to happen overnight, right? You're going to need an audience, and that's going to take time, and it's going to take time to build that relationship with the audience. It's going to take time for you to get to understand the audience. But I'm telling you this to keep things, you know, I'm going to keep it real. You're more than likely going to lose money when you start your podcast. It's going to cost you $23 a month. But that's about the price of bowling for 1 week. If you bowled every week, that'd be $80 a month. So it's less than bowling once a week. But over time, as your audience grows, you know, that can change. Unless you're winning some, you know, some sort of bowling money at the end of the league, that hobby isn't going to bring you any money. But let's look at things that we do spend money on that we could probably do away with. I found this amazing. Ask your doctor if getting off your butt is okay for you. Instead of driving to the store for milk or to work, walk or bike. And if you look at the numbers, the shortest reasonable commute is 10 miles, which is 16 kilometers each way. Anything shorter is bad for your car since it won't heat up all the way and boil off the water that condenses from the exhaust in your cold engine. The water dilutes your oil and rusts your exhaust. Engine wear is far, far greater in the few miles during engine warm-up too. So 10 miles each way is 20 miles a day. There are 250 work days a year, or 5,000 miles a year for commuting at 50 cents a mile. The latest average for running a car, that's $2,500 a year. Now I realize that many of you do not commute 10 miles to work. I commute about 50. But I can walk to the store. And there are times, last night I picked up shampoo, I picked up some toenail clippers, and a bottle of Mountain Dew. And I easily walked to the store. That'll save you in gas. As I record this, I paid $3.79 for a gallon here in Ohio. So that's one way that you can find money to invest in podcasting. You can buy used stuff. You can buy old stuff. I just bought a really nice GPS system for my car because my old one died. And you know what? It cost me half of what the latest, greatest GPS cost. Now, how is that? It's last year's model. You don't need the biggest, baddest, fastest stuff. You don't need to start off with a Heil PR40 microphone, which is going to basically set you back about $450 by the time you buy the mic and the wind cover and the blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you don't have to start there. You know, you can start with a Shure SM58 microphone, which is about $99, and a small Behringer mixer, which if it's one person is $37. So you're looking at like, you know, $130. It's $49 for the mixer if you need two hosts. You can start with Audacity. It's not my favorite. It's free though. I recommend, if you're on a budget, Sony Music Studio. I just got the new version 8. Very powerful software. It's only $44. So you don't have to buy the latest, greatest stuff. Now, another way that you can afford podcasting is, look, I know we're all tired. You know, I did an experiment one night. We didn't want to cook. We were in a hurry. So my family and I went to Olive Garden. We waited in line for a table, realized we were in a hurry. We waited in line for a table. Well, first we had to drive there. That took about, 5-10 minutes. We waited in line for a table. We waited for our waitress. We waited for our drinks. Then we waited for our order to be taken. And then we waited for our food to show up. Now, she wasn't a horrible waitress, but this place was packed. But had I stayed home and I cooked the spaghetti, it would have been close to being on the table at this point because I'd waited so long. So am I saving time? No. We need to quit fooling ourselves. Now, when the bill came, I saw where I wasn't really saving any money either. I think if we had cooked the food ourselves, we would have probably saved somewhere around $30 because spaghetti's like, I don't know, $3 a box, if that. Buy some Prego and let my wife doctor it up with some extra spices. I'm looking at maybe, you know, throw in some milk and a loaf of bread. I'm looking at like $10. Taking the family to Olive Garden is an easily $40 venture, right? I do the same thing in the morning. I did it this week. I woke up late because I went to bed late. So I woke up late and I think, oh man, now I don't have time to make breakfast. Now, making breakfast for me consists of pouring cereal in a bowl, putting the box back on the refrigerator, opening it up the refrigerator, grabbing the milk and pouring it on the cereal and then grabbing a spoon. You know, that's how long it takes to make breakfast. So instead, I told myself, well, I'll save time. I'll go through the drive-through. Now, that box of cereal, by the way, is about $3. And I went through the drive-through, which cost me $4.79 for an Egg McMuffin value meal with a Coke to drink instead of coffee. And I timed it. It took me 7 minutes to wait in line to place my order through the drive-through, even though they have dueling windows there. I got my food. And then I drove off. 7 minutes. I could have poured and eaten two bowls of cereal. And again, we're fooling ourselves. And can I say something else? We're lazy. Yeah, I said it. I was lazy. And bottom line, if I did this once a week, so if I had an Egg McMuffin value meal once a week, that'd be $19.16 a month that I could save. And what do we need to podcast? Oh, that's right, $23 to podcast. And all I need to do to pull this off, to save myself $20 a month, is go to bed earlier. And that's free. The other thing you do is quit buying things on credit. I highly advise you to get the book Total Money Makeover. You can find that at Audible for free. Speaking of free, go to audibletrial.com/Dave. You can get a free audiobook. One of them is Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover. Get this book because Dave is going to pull no punches and explain to you how we buy things we don't need. And let me give an example. I purchased an elliptical machine at Dick's Sporting Goods on a Dick's Sporting Goods credit card because they gave me 6 months same as cash. Guess what? 6 months came and I said, oh, I'll pay this off early. And I think it was 6 months same as cash. I didn't pay it off. Didn't pay off hardly anything. And now I'm paying. Are you ready for this? Look at your credit card statements. When I actually looked into the details, I'm paying 30% interest. 30. I give you $1.70 goes towards my actual paying. 30. I was like, holy cow, what is the mafia charge? That should be illegal. But the problem is there's no law against being stupid, and that's what I was. So, again, go to audibletrial.com/Dave. Look for the book Total Money Makeover, anything by Dave Ramsey. He's got another one, Financial Peace. So that's one way you can save money. Start buying things in cash because for every dollar you spend, you're getting an extra 30 cents. You can buy a lot more with that. Use coupons. I was amazed at this. According to ilovecouponmonth.com, every hour spent couponing in 2011 is worth an estimated $100. And I'm like, really? I got to look and see if there's a coupon podcast. People saved $3.7 billion with coupons in 2010. I read a book called Get Healthy for Heaven's Sake. And basically, it's a Christian viewpoint on eating. And it really changed my mindset on how I look at food now. I use food as an energy source. I don't use food to make me feel happy. I hate the Arby's commercials now. It's good mood food. And 5 minutes later, you're in a bad mood. Why? Because you've got an Arby's cheesy, greasy sandwich in your stomach. It's amazing. So start viewing the money that you're spending as a podcast killer. Remind yourself that this specific purchase that I'm buying right now cost me my website. This particular purchase is 20% of a new microphone. And it might change the way you look at things if you're going, man, I wish I could podcast. I just can't afford it. Well, guess what? That item right there and that item right there and that item right there, that would have been your web hosting, your domain name, and your media hosting. And I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. One of the services I use that have really opened up my eyes is Mint. It's this free, secure way to manage your money. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/mint, it's by the people that make Quicken Software. And if you're like, okay, Dave, you just said free services go out of business. Well, this one doesn't. And here's why. And here's the catch. First of all, what's really cool about it is you log in and you put your bank account information in there. And it actually goes out and knocks on your bank account. Your bank account goes, hold on. Nobody's allowed in Dave's bank account unless you have his password. And so I put in my login information and his password. Now it's secure. They use the same 128-bit security that your bank does. And so then my bank goes, oh, okay, here's Dave's information. And as it comes through, it says, oh, Dave spent money at Giant Eagle. That's a grocery store here in Ohio. So it tags that as groceries. Oh, then Dave went to Walgreens. Oh, okay, that's probably pharmaceutical. Dave spent money at, here. And it automatically categorizes your money. So it's really, really cool. Now, some of the things I have to go in and manually put in, like if I buy something at Walmart, it has no idea what it is. So I have to say, okay, my Walmart sells groceries. So I can say, okay, I bought groceries at Walmart, things like that. If you spend any money with cash, you have to log into your website and put that in. And the great thing is they have apps for your iPhone and your Android. So you can actually do a lot of this on your phone. Again, most of it you don't have to do. You just spend it and your money gets categorized and you can see where your money is going. Now, the good news is you're going to see where your money is going. The bad news is you're going to see where your money's going. And you go, man, I spent $19 at McDonald's on Egg McMuffin meals. So that's what they do. To get back to my main point, the catch is Like when I put in my car insurance, what I paid for that, a little thing came up and said, do you know you're actually paying more than the average person? You might want to click here. So you're going to receive the occasional advertisement that may save you money. And I'm like, hey, if you actually have a way to help me save money, I'll listen. And it's not obnoxious. It's not a ton. It's just on occasion. It's like, oh, according to this, you're spending X amount of this based on other people. They're doing this. So you kind of see if you're on track with other people and it'll say, hey, there might be a way to save money with you. So I'm getting off track. I know we're supposed to be talking podcasting, but if we're trying to find money to podcast, this is a great tool. So to check this out, go to schoolpodcasting.com/mint and you will find that you can probably afford a podcast and you can probably afford at least a 1 week trial at the schoolofpodcasting.com where I've got step-by-step tutorials. I've got everything you need to launch a successful podcast. But I urge you, yes, you can podcast for free. If you want to make a horrible sounding, slow loading, slow downloading, horrible artwork looking, never going to be featured in iTunes looking sounding podcast. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. Now, when I say that, don't go crazy. That doesn't mean you have to go get the Uber Super Jumbo Deluxe microphone set. You can get by with the stuff I mentioned. And eventually, you know, check out my book, More Podcast Money. You can make money with a podcast. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying I'm not losing money on my podcast anymore. You don't have to wait for some network to give you a sponsor. Podcasting for free is possible. It's just not recommended at all. And hopefully, I've helped open your mind to see that without spending any more money, you're probably spending some money that you could redirect to a podcast that eventually could make some money. Thanks for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you want to email me, it's dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Want to call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a message. Just go out to the website on the right-hand side, click on the send voicemail. And again, if you want to check out Mint, go to schoolpodcasting.com/mint. That actually helps support the show as well. And I'll talk about that maybe in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you on the inside. Until next week, class is dismissed. Some tips to get you started, along with some sex, really? Wow, that's a new kind of radio station. A